Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. AB, what did you think of rose ceremonies that matter and have real consequences and tension for the viewer are back?
The format of the show is back. Not just that. What we're used to, what we love, what we signed up for is back. And I love it.
If you want to quibble, there was no rose ceremony that ended the episode, but beggars can't be choosers. We're back to having group dates.
That's not Tasia's fault.
No, that wasn't her decision, of course. Big announcement. The Bachelor premieres on Monday, January 4th, I believe.
Okay.
Eliminating the possibility of an extended Bachelorette season. Do you have any thoughts on that? Tasia gets, I don't know, 8 episodes, not counting a tell-all?
It's kind of what I expected, I suppose. Okay. I'm fine with it. I'm cool with it.
She started with fewer people. She started with just 20 guys.
Yeah.
But still, the time.
2 months is a long time, Rim. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I was hoping for maybe 14, 16 episodes, okay. Just 11, 12. But anyway, yeah, Bachelor, January. Stay tuned. Did you see the little Matt James preview? Did you sit through Big Sky to see the Matt James?
No, I didn't sit through Big Sky.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to do it.
No chance.
Not a lot of Matt James in the preview. I will say that. That is concerning, to say the least.
Wait, did you watch it? Just not on Big Sky?
No, I wouldn't. No. What did I just say? Okay. I already watched Yellowstone. Yellowstone's bad enough. I don't need the watered-down version on ABC. Not a lot of Matt James. I'm mildly concerned. We'll talk more about that later.
What do you mean, not a lot of Matt James? He's a lead. What are you talking about?
He was barely in the preview. He didn't say much in the preview for his own season. It has me concerned that maybe he doesn't have... I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts on the episode before we get going?
I enjoyed it. It was just... you had some drama between two guys. Drama I actually cared about a little bit. I was okay with it.
It was fine.
Good storyline. Good storyline with that drama. And then Tayshia continues to impress. I don't know what to tell you.
Start the episode. Group date card. There was no card. They just tell us. Montel, Ivan, Damar, Ben, Chasen, Ed, Joe, Bennett are on this group date.
Keep an eye on Montel. I said that.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything. First contestant to come and go without saying a single word on screen, Montel. Not one. Not when he showed up.
A single word. No words.
Never seen anything like it.
I don't regret saying what I said about Montel. I don't think anything's changed there.
The grown ass man challenge with the whole 2001 Space Odyssey intro. I think I expected something different than what we saw here. When I think of someone saying I'm a grown ass man is usually in the context of like, I don't have time for the silly stuff that you guys are concerned about. But then we went right into the classic, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
This is silly stuff.
Silly. The whole competition was silly. So yeah. It just kind of contradictory there. Ashley and Jordan are on site. probably dripping in virus. Who knows? Everybody comes and goes as they please in the bachelor bubble.
Yeah, I'm starting to have some issues with the bachelor bubble. You got too many people coming and going. There's no way they're all quarantining.
Not a chance.
Ashley at one time sneezed, didn't cover her sneeze, which was gross. I got issues with all these people. They are following the rules. There's no. The more people you have, Rim, outsiders who don't have any reason to really. These people don't have a reason to keep the bubble, you know,
they don't care.
They don't care about the rules. So they're doing, the more people you bring in that are just there for a couple days, they're going to be doing whatever the hell they want before the bubble and after the bubble.
Facts. We just have to give up on the bubble as a concept, I think. It's a charade. It's a facade. Yeah. Ashley now H and Jordan are there hosting. For the Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grader portion, there's a lot of footage of Bennett talking about how smart he was, the Harvard degree, the general smugness that kind of seeps into all his interactions.
They're trying to catch him.
What did you think of Bennett's... He can't spell. That's okay. That's not a sign of intelligence, but it wasn't a good showing for Bennett.
No.
Did you have any qualms with this presentation?
The presentation was not good for Bennett, our boy Bennett.
Bennett fans, yeah, which is everyone.
It's not all producer-driven either. The questions were asked, and he got the questions wrong. They seemed like basic math questions and time-telling questions.
The time one, I tried to come up with an excuse for the time one.
Everyone else got it.
You have to, in day-to-day life, you have to be able to add an hour 42 to what time it is.
It's not
you
a
just
good,
have to.
It's not a good look, but also, you can be really, really smart and dumb at certain things.
Of course.
Specific things.
Yeah. Limousine, did you know how to spell that before this?
I would have got limousine. Sure.
You would have got limousine.
Yeah.
OU.
Yeah. I mean, I've written limousine because of
That's
this
true.
Podcast all the time.
I have to Google pixel, vector graphics limousine constantly, so I know how to spell it. Anything else? I mean, I don't really want to talk about it a lot. People were roasting Bennett. DeMar had the line of the night when he said he got more wrong answers than I did, and I went to Arizona State.
You hate
great...
to see it. You hate, you hate to Bennett. See Bennett go down like this.
Next event. The MTV Gauntlet Eliminator.
Yeah, this is in the jungle.
We're running the opposite direction while you're tied to your opponent. Do you have anything on this, AB?
This is, like you said, classic MTV challenge type of competition here. Love to see it. Love this type of stuff. I wish we would have got more footage from it.
There wasn't a lot. The focus was, unfortunately, again, on Bennett's vague... knee injury that is preventing him from competing.
A common theme of this episode was grown men coming up with weak ass excuses not to do physical competitions.
I'll take the other side on this. You cast a bunch of dudes in their mid-30s, no matter how ripped they are, like they have old stuff that is lingering, right?
I can't think of an injury that would stop me from doing this though. Like, I might just lose, but I'm not going to quit.
You popped your Achilles. People forget you popped your Achilles.
I'm not going to sit down and not compete. Like, I'll play. Even if my knee's going to pop out.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should rethink some things.
I think he said he had an old knee football injury.
Listen, joints, our age, take it easy. Then the third leg of the grown-ass man competition is a cooking /... have a share a romantic moment with Tayshia in front of everyone else competition.
Wait, are you not going to talk about Ed getting roasted for his legs and Ben?
Oh, yeah. Well, that comes back up later. The chicken legs comment from Chasen.
Not just that, but it becomes clear that Ben is known as like the big bad guy, big strongest guy in the house.
You
don't want Ben in this competition. I didn't know that was a thing. It becomes very clear later. Ben is built like a house.
Well, it's tough on the show because you see them individually. They're sitting down a lot. There's also to the camera moments, sometimes without shirts. Mm-hmm. You think, wow, all these guys, great shape. Sure, that's just a given. What you don't know is the size comparisons. Direct size comparisons you don't see very often. So what I'm maybe Ben is like 6'5" or something. Ben, I don't.
I think Ben is Ben way could just be taller.
275. You don't know.
Yeah, I think Ben is yoked.
It may be the case, but yes.
It seemed like a known fact Ben has the best legs and lower body strength in the house. It was undeniable. With everyone. Like
everyone knows you don't want Ben in this. But to the breakfast, cooking breakfast part, I had some major qualms with this. There's not enough focus, and I figured you would agree, not enough focus on the food being made here, the decisions being made by the guys, what they had to choose from, the reason they were choosing these things. Instead, it was just like,
I don't think they made some stuff on a anything, plate. Right? They didn't make anything.
No.
Bennett didn't make
beignets.
They
weren't baking anything. It was, no.
They just had him there, and they gave him the opportunity to have the best breakfast item. It was very unfair, and I have a problem with it as well.
He was the only one who utilized the powdered sugar?
That was a nice
touch. Was a mistake.
Listen.
A mistake on everybody else's part, yes.
The presentation part of it, Bennett.
Bennett has been to, you know when you go to like a really nice breakfast?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it other than like, I'm not talking like a Hotel Continental.
No,
a Hampton Inn breakfast.
This is
like
a breakfast that you feel bad about going to. Like, I'm going to spend this much money on breakfast?
Breakfast?
Are you kidding me? That type of place.
Bennett goes, how often do you do those? Wildly infrequently?
No, once every 5 years.
Bennett knows. Bennett does these every 5 weeks. He knows the presentation and what to include and the nice touches.
Absolutely.
Bennett wasn't missing anything on that plate. Rundown. Damar made her a mimosa. I don't think she drank it. Ivan brought her flowers. What a sweetheart. Ivan brought her flowers. Why didn't everyone have access to flowers?
That's the problem that I have. It seems like some people had access. Why would some people have like nothing and then Bennett have beignets, which are... delicious. Obviously,
fair.
Everyone would have chosen those if they had the choice.
Ed did push-ups with Tayshaun on his back. You think, who cares? Well, apparently they're being judged on these type of things, allegedly. So I suppose it's relevant to what happens later. If you do push-ups with Tayshaun on your back, and one of the competitions is pulling opposite direction, I think that should factor in. I think you shouldn't get last.
Okay.
I think that immediately makes it so you don't get last, but that's what happened. Chasen took off his shirt and gave her a hug wearing just an apron. He did not serve her any food. That's an F. That's something you should get last.
Why wouldn't you do that and then also give her breakfast? What did you spend all the time? We just spent 30 minutes. What were you doing?
Finally, Bennett wearing one of his robes. I imagine he brought that. I don't think everyone had the option for...
No.
There weren't robes hanging up for everyone.
Bennett
put
definitely
a robe on if you want.
Showed up to the hotel and upgraded with his own money and got the luxurious robes, period.
I was going to say he probably just has a different... He's got a lot of riders in his contract. Like, I need this suite. I'm not doing any leg drive. I'm not doing any physical competition.
See,
he's got a lot of demands.
That's a good theory. My theory is he showed up, they brought him to his room, and it was unacceptable, and he called down to the front desk and demanded a new room. That's my theory.
Unacceptable.
The accommodations here are unacceptable, period.
Unacceptable. He probably... purchased a condo on the campus of La Quinta. What is it? 1-7? I'll take it. All right. So he snuggles up, you know, under the covers. Tayshia didn't hate it. He's got the beignets.
No, she liked it. She liked it. He had the best presentation of the food. The food
Chateau
was undeniable.
Beignet, pretty funny. Or Benet, I suppose.
Benet, yep.
So that's the whole competition. Bennett, to recap, Bennett... got every question that we
last.
Saw wrong, okay?
Last
got all the
in
questions
the first
wrong.
Part.
The basic third grade stuff. Then he didn't participate in the second
Which
leg
is
of
last,
the competition.
Even worse than the losers.
There's no coming back from where he is.
No.
Yeah, no points.
There's three competitions. You've gotten last in two of them. It does not matter what you do in the third.
Embarrassing. Then this portion was fine. I think he did. You said it was the best. It probably was.
He did
the best,
best.
But still.
Yeah.
This still not enough. For some reason, Ed is named Manchild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who made that decision. It doesn't seem fair.
Unclear. What? First of all, what were Jared and Ashley there for? They didn't really do anything. Tayshia could
name
just,
someone made to just say Ed's the Manchild.
Were they the ones who chose? Okay.
I think that must have been it. Luckily, Ed has fun with it. I thought, oh, okay, Ed's a good guy. Well, you know,
he has to hold one of those babies.
The, yeah, he's got to hold. I forgot about that. He's got to the
think a lots or whatever there are. You
think
get
it
in
over.
School.
You know, this baby didn't.
Not
this
crying.
Wasn't a baby thinking over. No. It was just a doll.
No.
So
yeah,
don't feel that bad for him. And then Bennett wins the Grown Ass Man Award. Do you have any thoughts on this, Alex? As someone who prides himself in competition integrity, and
as
fairness,
as a Bennett fan, no, I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
No, figured, of course I have problems with the rim. Of course I have problems with it. What did you have all these other competitions for? I hate when you have competitions, specifically physical ones, that are like, oh, I could, like you said, number one, I don't think you realize how tough that the physical part of that was. That's not something, that's easy injuries there, easy. Yeah. So you put these people through this part that does not mean anything. So what was the point of it? What is the point of any of this?
Conspiracy Corner, do you think they were going to give it to him regardless? That frame and that certificate was printed. You could say maybe they printed everybody's, but I don't know. That was a fancy piece of paper. That's not, that didn't come around all the time.
No. He was going to win the whole time. He didn't do anything to win. This might be the worst one we've seen of this. And this happens every year we get mad at the rules.
Yeah.
This might be the worst we've seen.
The reason I'm with you, I think he was, it was preordained. The fix was in. Not because the award said Bennett on it. Because the award said diploma on it. Mm. And they've been playing into the Harvard thing all season. And making a big deal about the winner getting a diploma from grown-ass man college. It seems like Bennett was destined. Bennett could have fallen over and spilled the beignets on Tayshia and still would have won.
I mean, to be fair, he was the odds-on favorite. Like, if we go in...
Oh, yeah.
If we do a pre-competition Vegas betting odds, Bennett's the large favorite. If you tell us what the competition was. Number one, Bennett's huge. He's way taller than everyone else. I don't know if you noticed that. He's taller than everyone. So I would have said, okay, physical, he's going to be fine there. He went to Harvard, so obviously I think he's going to do great.
He's going to be able to tell time.
He's going to be able to do that just fine. And then the food, I know he's knows breakfast food better than anyone in terms of high class.
Favorite in
all three competitions. So maybe they just printed it off like Bennett's going to win this, and then Bennett shit the bed, surprising to the producers.
I think that's what happened, AB.
Yeah.
Group date, nighttime.
Wait, hold up, Rim.
We're not done?
They give the thing to Bennett. Bennett goes in for a kiss in front of everybody.
Oh, the kiss was not good.
No, not great.
I didn't like the move.
Tayshia doesn't make you feel bad when you go in for a bad kiss, though.
And that was the wrong time.
Wrong time, bad.
It might be 9:30 in the morning. You know?
I also found it funny. Bennett was posing. After they kissed, he was posing for a picture. No one had a camera.
I'd do that, too. That's right. Check it out. Look at this.
Got
he
a
was
trophy.
Holding up the award.
Yeah, he's holding up the award. Nobody. It was just at the guys that had lost. There was no one there with
the
camera.
Tayshia was an afterthought there. He was like, yeah, Tayshia, but check this out. The kiss was bad. We're not going to gloss over
first
it.
First kiss.
Was that okay? That we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were cutting out a lot of Bennett stuff, which is disheartening. But first kiss we've seen. Nighttime portion of the group date. Bennett's still wearing his robe.
Of course.
At this point, I started to worry we might have a joke character on our hands. We might be on a... I went off this ride.
It took you this long to realize he's a joke character?
No, but like a joke of a... You know what I mean? Like, he's not a serious
person.
Coming
to his room. His own,
I know.
To show off his room.
I wanted to believe maybe.
This is all a joke with him. This is all a joke and a gimmick.
All right. Did you like it?
It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a guy. Yeah, I like it. I like everything he does. Everything he's done is exactly what I would want a character like him to do.
All right, I'm back on board. I just, for some reason, when he's wearing the robe, I'm like, come on, man. I was. If you're gonna wear the robe, wear like a night. Wear a nighttime, like a smoking jacket robe. Have different robes.
Different robes
for the
needed.
Occasion.
Yeah. And he's always like showing, he does this all the time, this type of stuff all the time. So it's not landing like it. I still love it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad he wore it.
I guess my concern was like, is he not a serious
No.
I know. Okay. He's a not. A lot of people think he might be. We got a lot of texts this week. Like, I want her to end up with Bennett.
I want her to end up with Bennett, and I think she likes joke characters. John Paul Jones was an absolute joke. So that's why I think he's got an actual shot. Right. That doesn't mean he's not a joke, though.
All right. A couple drama points begin here. Chasen asks, quote, does a grown-ass man not compete in a physical competition?
Just coming from a place of pure jealousy from Chasen here. This is just jealousy.
He also says the kiss was cringy, which is a fact.
True.
what Chasen doesn't realize is, like, everyone is kind of wincing at a lot of the stuff he says. Lastly, Chasen says, Bennett, it's called a cocktail party for a reason.
Big problem with this.
You're not supposed to be wearing a robe.
He's wearing a t-shirt.
This
man's wearing a t-shirt. You're not wearing proper cocktail hour apparel either, pal. So mind your business.
Ridiculous criticism. At least Joe
he's wearing
has a jacket on.
He's wearing a dingy t-shirt while he's saying that at the cocktail hour. Get out of here.
Please. We're going to be talking a lot about man drama, as Chris likes to say, this mm-hmm. episode. Just want to note, another thing Tayshia's really good at, giving good hugs upon entering group settings.
Good hugs.
Everybody gets a real, personalized hug with
a
comment.
Like 10
it's
to 15
great.
Seconds. 10 to 15 seconds let you know
just
I know you.
Up.
I'm catching up. I'm happy to see you. Making everyone feel good and comfortable.
She's
great. She's great.
Totally relaxed way about her. Like, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Thanks for coming. So glad you're here.
Yep.
It's just caring about other people there. It's great. Tayshia.
If we continue on this path with Tayshia, she will be my favorite bachelorette ever, and I don't know that it'll be close, okay?
That's big talk.
That's just where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at.
All right. Bennett opens with a line about, I'm powering
goodness.
Through these things. He does it. I don't love, but I'm sticking with him. He opens with a line about wanting to pick up where they left off.
In poor taste. Yeah.
He asks if he can steal her right away.
She hadn't given her speech yet, Bennett. Follow the format.
There's a traditional speech welcoming toast on every group date. It's occurred on every group date.
Everyone. You've
Back
been
to
on
Alex
a bunch of them.
Michelle. Okay. Yeah. And she, and to steal her away before, try to steal her away before that, poor taste.
And it doesn't work. It cost him big time.
It cost him huge. I mean, Bennett, of all people, should know that toasts begin formal occasions such as this. He has probably been in the room for more toasts than anyone else there, including Chris Harrison.
If anybody knows that, it's Bennett.
Wait for the toast, Bennett.
And she's taken completely off guard.
Yeah, it's a shocking request.
It's stunning.
It's like, dude, we haven't started.
Absolutely not, is basically what she says. Let me say what I'm supposed to say here.
So they do the toast. Chasen grabs her away. Tough scene for Bennett.
Doesn't even get to go first.
Tayshia was thrilled that Chasen grabbed her away. She was really excited to not have to talk to him. Anything on the Chasen one-on-one time?
He just says he's never been in love before. No, nothing there.
Chasen said that?
Yeah, Chasen says he's never been in love before.
I'll make note of that. Mm-hmm. Make note of that.
I found it interesting.
For whatever reason. On the day, Ed claims Chasen is, quote, a fraud, a phony, an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He says the things he thinks he's supposed to say. Ben one-on-one time. First, I want to say about Ben. An alarming number of people responded to the mailbag before last night's episode being like, I want Tayshia to end up with Ben. Ben. Previously borderline unknown to me.
Was
Ben.
He on our, either go, of our power rankings? I
no.
don't think he was.
No. He wasn't anything relevant the first four episodes.
You're saying
of the
before
seasons.
Last night's
before
episode?
Before this last episode. So it got me wondering, do these people know something and they're trying to act like they
you
don't?
You talking spoilers?
I'm not talking spoilers. I'm talking spoil. I'm
you
talking
say,
spoilers.
You're saying people
I'm
are
talking.
Our, you
I'm
talking
just,
people are dipping their hands in the mailbag with spoilers? Is that what
I
you're telling me?
I hope that's not the case. Okay. I got more faith. I'm just
we
saying.
Are very
I was
clear
just alarmed
that.
By the number of people who were like, Ben, big time Ben fan. I'm okay. like, who's a Ben fan at this point? Anyway.
After this episode, sure. After
of course,
what we've
of course.
Seen so far, No way.
I was watching the episode, like, I feel like I've already seen this episode based on what people have been saying. A little put off by that. A lot of Ben fans.
I got my eyes. I'm watching Rosecast Nation in the mailbag right
if
now.
If Ben wins, at this point, if Ben wins, I'm going to be mad. I'll feel like it was spoiled. I don't know. What did you say here? Did you mention the outrageous scoop neck on his shirt?
No, which I call them the alpha male just because that's how other people see him. But yeah, the ridiculous scoop neck shirt. What's like even going on there?
Borrowed it from the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. There's no other way that neck would be so big.
That's bacon neck. That's huge bacon neck. These kids don't know about bacon neck. You know about
The Jordan old days, commercial? These kids today, they grew up with the flat neck undershirts. Yeah. Well, these kids today, they don't even wear undershirts.
Kids our age, people our age, bacon neck, Michael Jordan, Hanes commercial.
It was a big
embarrassing
issue
if you had
in
bacon
2000.
Neck.
Yeah,
embarrassing. If you showed up like he did, mocked.
Sad. Ben's always been a big relationship guy. He says, Tayshia's, I'm not a body language guy. A lot of people watch a show, they're really into the body language stuff. I don't recognize it as much. Tayshia's out in front. Interesting.
I'm into it.
She's into it, mm-hmm. You can tell. 2 years ago, Ben ended a relationship he thought would end in marriage, so he struggled with that. Not a ton of talking here before he gets into the I'd love to kiss you straight out of a rom-com situation. They kiss. It's great.
Good.
She likes
awesome
him. She's
kiss.
Smitten by him. Anything else with Ben?
A true gentleman. Tayshia continues her streak of great conversations with the guys.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Even with the guys who can't carry a conversation.
Yeah.
She meets them where they're at, and it flows. Not to say Ben's one of those guys, but
Tayshia seems a little smitten with Ben. She says
well,
there's
she said
something
that.
About
she says
that
I'm
boy.
Smitten with Ben.
Did she say that?
Yeah,
okay, that's why
I'm
I wrote that. She
ben.
Says there is something about that boy. I like him.
Yeah, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
When they're making out, she stops and says, "You're trouble." So she's got the gentleman
I
thing
just,
and the
stunned.
Bad boy thing.
I am stunned that Ben. Is that guy? I thought he was.
He's the man.
He's the man, and everyone knows it.
Ivan won on one time. Good guy, Ivan. Charity? Sure. Who knows? Whatever is pure of intention, AB. Ivan wants to do it. Whatever's good, Ivan's in. Anything on this interaction?
Ivan,
other than that, he's a good guy.
Ivan, no one has done a bigger 180 as a black male. Than Ivan since Stefan, okay? Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
That is Ivan. He switched from the dork and now is cool.
God, wow. That's
charming
actually a good,
Ivan.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm just sitting
haven't
here thinking
it.
Of
haven't
how well
seen,
that works.
Haven't seen something like this since Stefan, okay?
He's still the same Ivan, but the Ivan we were presented was
it's just like, yeah.
Dork.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
He's just cute, charming. He's like smooth.
Smooth.
He's smooth, mm-hmm. But he's still got the same. Okay, wow, one of the great all-time comparisons. Yeah. AP, do you got anything on this blindfolded berries? Now your face is—you're making a different face now. Did you like the blindfold and feed your berries? And by berries, I mean one strawberry into the kiss. It was not multiple berries.
It was a little awkward, the blindfold stuff, but that led to the kiss, obvious kiss situation.
And then
it worked.
You got the she
you
has to take
it
the
away,
blindfold
keep
off.
Kissing.
The kisses were good. He kept relating everything back to grown ass man though.
Yeah,
I think he thought it was Tayshia's idea for the date when really it was just
you're looking for a grown ass man, right? Is that what
yeah,
I'm understanding?
Because of all the activities we did earlier. So now that I know that about yeah, it was like, dude, it's just a date to fill the time, the TV time.
That's just what it's called. That's just
she
a funny
had
thing
no
it was
input
called
on what was going on.
Yeah,
relax.
Tayshia does say she's interested in him, calls him a dark horse.
Which is what everybody else is
which
calling
is what
him.
I'm, yeah. I fully yeah. agree, Tayshia.
Keep an eye on Ivan. Bennett says something about Chasen. And then Chasen, I forgot what it wasn't important enough to write down, so I just said something. But then Chasen calls Bennett and Ed Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And he meant this derisively, which makes no sense. Batman and Robin
are awesome.
One of those all-time crime-fighting duo. Yeah, I mean, they're an unbeatable duo.
And then he calls himself Superman, which I would say comic book people don't like him.
Comic book people don't like Superman.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. He's just all-powerful. That's a lame superpower.
Yeah.
So just be super. That's fine, though, because at least they're all DC characters.
Uh-huh.
Then he says, wait, My nickname's Wolverine, so I'll be Wolverine. He's taking this a little too far and a little too seriously. And
well,
now
you
you're crossing brands.
You can see he didn't think it out. So it was all just coming out in the moment. He's like, wait, no, I'm Wolverine because that's what my nickname is. He didn't think it all through. What he was going to say.
That was the theme of the episode, I think. Chasen talking and figuring it out as he's saying the words. Mm-hmm. Bennett tries to smooth everything over with a little toast after the verbal squabble.
Mm-hmm.
Chasen refuses to toast
him.
With Ed. This is laughable, AB. This was our first indication that Chasen is taking all of this way too seriously. Any other comments?
No.
All right. Ed spends his one-on-one time talking about how Chasen isn't there for the right reasons.
No. Here we go.
The way he did it, too, was like, hey, just so you know, people aren't here for the right reasons. I mean, I don't even want to get into it. Like, well, why'd you bring it up, Ed? You obviously want to talk about this.
This is just your classic situation of someone bringing something up for no reason that will basically eliminate them from this competition.
More than likely, yes.
There's no chance Ed will get to know her anymore. He's wasting valuable time talking about someone else.
Do you have the claim that Ed made was that Chasen is using the same words to describe Tayshia as Claire? Do you have an issue with that? That struck me as kind of a big deal. It seems pretty easy to describe the two using different words. They're pretty different leads, especially.
It makes you think he has stuff written out. None of it is spontaneous or something he actually thinks. Maybe it is, but he had this no matter what. No matter who the person was. Also, it makes you think that he doesn't necessarily have a connection with them. It's just for the TV show. He's just saying lines to get farther. It didn't matter who it was.
You're on board. It's a serious claim to leverage against someone. Because I was. It seemed silly, but I was like,
Yeah, it seems.
That's not good, dude.
I mean, if I sit there and I hear the same person use the same line to describe the two different women,
yeah,
that would stick out to me a little bit. It would.
Ed also mentioned Instagram followers, which I think is the first time on the show that the concept has been discussed explicitly. I'm not sure the words ever been uttered. Maybe one day they'll have the handles next to their names on the screen.
Yeah.
That's what AB's been pushing for.
We need the
years.
Handles. Just lean into social media here. Lean in.
By the time they do, it'll be, Instagram will be dust. Which it might be. If they keep updating it the way they've been updating AB, I'm tired of it. Tired of it. All right. Back with the boys.
I wrote here, just a side note, Rim, not on the screen here. I needed to ask you if I can change my batch bracket picks. At this point in the episode, I needed to know this answer.
I should have mentioned that first.
Them?
Great. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Batch bracket does not lock until next week.
Oh.
Because the way they do it for the first impression leagues is after the first rose ceremony. And since Tayshia canceled the rose ceremony, the initial rose ceremony, now we got an extra week. So join the batch bracket league. Link's in our bio. Thanks to everyone that's joined so far. We'll do some sort of giveaway involved with that. If you finish in the top whatever percent, we don't want to reward spoiled brackets. But you have until the brackets lock next Tuesday. So still time to join and still time to put Ben way further than you had him before. Okay.
And put Chasen out of winning spot if you're like me. Okay.
Put Chasen where?
He was in my winning spot. I would like to move him off. I had him winning.
That's before this episode.
You understand?
Wasn't an outrageous pick.
Yikes.
Back with the boys. Ed says, hey, Chasen, I told her I think you stink.
Just a heads up. I fucking blew up your spot, pal. You got a lot of explaining to do. So, all right.
They're getting into it, but Tayshia shows up. She says, Chasen, let's talk about it. You're using identical words to describe myself as you did with Claire. You could be using this as, I don't know, a career leverage. Okay? The first accusation is more serious to me. The second accusation, coming from Tayshia, who did what she's accusing Chasen of doing.
She turned her time on this franchise into a career.
Yes. Nothing wrong with springboarding this.
No issue.
It just something up. But don't get mad when someone else does it either. Anything on this interaction, AB? You want to get to Chasen and Ed?
Chasen clears the air Tayshia does seem a little bummed out by it, but
yeah,
I think it's all right at this point.
Jason goes back to Ed, like a bat out of hell, just a little too, again,
aggressive,
too serious.
Too aggressive.
Yeah. Everything is just a little too serious. Ed tells him to take his medium shirt and sit down. For the record, if you can wear a nice fitted shirt, more power to you, bud. All right? Nothing wrong with...
No issue.
Ed, it's not as if Ed's shirts are loose fitting either.
No, nope.
Come on, Ed. This is just two guys without good biting lines going at each other.
I will say Ed seems to have a little better lines, but neither of them are very good at trash talking.
The bar is low. Yeah. The bar is low. And Tayshia gives a little speech. First directs her attention to Ben.
I like what she does here.
I do too.
I like when she calls out a couple people, lets them know, hey, I see what you're doing. Even if you don't win here, I see what you're doing and I appreciate you.
That's what great leads do.
What she's doing.
And it's sincere.
Very sincere.
Then she says something nice about Ivan and offers him the rose. I was surprised by that. I thought Ben was getting it. I didn't.
Yeah, I thought he was too. But Ivan.
The blindfold.
Hey.
Hey, they don't usually result in roses, is what the rest of my sentence was going to be. Let's take a quick break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, the cocktail party. Chasen, the producers tell Chasen, Chasen, the people at home, they love the Wolverine stuff. Keep it coming. Keep it coming with the Wolverine.
People are going to go bananas for the Wolverine bit.
I think they might have been saying it like, this is live. You know,
people are going crazy right now.
I'm looking on the web and they're going nuts for the Wolverine stuff. Keep it up, man. So he's like, the Wolverine's
coming out. Yeah, first like, of all,
you're not actually a Wolverine.
I have a big time problem. Number one, being the Wolverine isn't something I want in the spouse of a lunatic who kills people and is ultra aggressive and has a temper. Why
I don't
is that
think
a
he
good
was
thing?
Saying it in that context. He was like, I'm going to tear all these guys apart. He's like, I'm going to go nuts on these guys. Which is like, all right, well, then what? Then you're just the guy who went nuts on everybody. What's the end game?
You're going to beat up Chasen? A bunch of contestants? Is that what's going to happen here as the Wolverine?
Wolverine is a funny superhero because, to my knowledge, he like is what you described.
A loose cannon.
Absolute loose cannon.
The last thing you want in a relationship.
Grotesque way, yeah. At least like Superman's fighting for what's right. Yeah. Like Batman's justice and all that. Wolverine is just murdering people. Chasen starts the cocktail party by saying, listen, you don't want the Wolverine. That's not what he said. He asks Ed, hey, you know, let's smooth as it. You got anything to say, Ed? You know, the implication, maybe an apology, perhaps. And Ed's like, no, man, I think you're a clown and a fraud. I said what I said. Like, it is what it, like, you know.
It is what it is. I'm not going to apologize.
No, I totally, my mind hasn't changed since last night. You're a joke.
We didn't mention this earlier, but when Chasen went up to Ed the first time, it was in an aggressive stand over you way. And Ed mentions that here. He says, are you going to posture up and stand above me and get physical?
Which he probably would have if Ed didn't say something.
Oh, absolutely.
There weren't a couch between him. Then Chasen declares, in an effort to show everyone, I'm using different words, he declares that he's got a new one for Tayshia. And that one is smoke show. I call her a smoke show now.
My new word I've been tinkering with. You guys, I've been workshopping this. Let me know what you guys think. Smoke show.
It's like, number one, dude, no one cares. No one cares what you call her. We know you can think of different words if you spend a day and a half doing it.
It was
number two. That's it? That's the word you came up with? You spent all day and that's what you got? Show. Smoke show?
Just full-blown laughter from the guys when he says that. That's when I realized these guys think he's a joke.
I don't like basically anything Chasen was involved in. I felt a tinge of pity. Yeah. I felt bad for the guy. He doesn't fit in. He's not built for this.
That was a bad look.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Hey, guys. You ready? About to debut
ready
the
for
new,
this new word?
The new noun. Here we go. Tayshia arrives. And that's it. She gives a nice speech.
Great speech. Real love. Talks about real love. She likes that the guys are showing their true selves and don't have hidden agendas looking at Chasen.
Even Tayshia's stern warnings are just really relaxed and casual and fun.
It's just
pleasant.
Not, yeah.
What do you got on the Ben one-on-one time? Just the kiss.
Yeah,
that's all I had.
He talks about how he's really fallen for it. He mentioned something about he's drawn to her like an animal.
Animal instinct.
Yeah.
Seems like something Chasen would have said.
nothing here. I just wrote that Ben has a shot. Real shot,
Ben
at,
has
this,
a shot.
At this show.
Does Joe, fan favorite Joe, have a shot?
Hey, this was cute. They're eating some sort of Asian cuisine. They're talking about their nationalities, backgrounds. It's cute. Showed her a little picture
sharing
of the family.
Sharing a bowl.
He's got a chance. After this happened, I thought he would get a rose.
Okay.
He's safe another week.
He was very funny. During the
wrestling
date.
He's got good cutscenes. Great cutscenes.
Great cutscenes.
Yeah.
And that, I think more than anything, is how you endear yourself as a kind of an irrelevant contender.
Yeah.
As an underdog person, if you kill the cutscenes, we love you.
It's either that or be like just a someone that how good of a guy they are radiates off the screen, like Grocer Joe and a couple of other people.
Yeah, you can just tell.
It's those two things. It's either the cutscenes or when you can just really tell that that's an awesome person.
Well, that's Grocery Joe's only happened once.
Because he didn't have the cutscenes. He didn't have any time.
He didn't.
It was just like, whoa, I can tell that guy's awesome.
Well, that's honestly what it was.
That's just what happened.
That's what it was. Rundown. Spencer has a little popsicle for her. People forget about Spencer. You want to talk about falling off
people
a cliff?
People forget about
Spencer's
Spencer.
Spencer's done. He got the first impression rose, and you said it wasn't a big deal, first impression rose. I think you're right. I think Spencer's done.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be getting much time here.
No.
Screen time, at least.
Bennett has an Eiffel Tower replica.
He had that made. Yeah.
1/8 size. Yeah, it was big.
It's very big. 15 feet, would you say?
It's humongous. It was a humongous Eiffel Tower.
He had that constructed in his day off.
DeMar reads her list of things that love means to him. And I think he made himself cry. Do you have anything on DeMar?
He read this poem. And it hit, and he knew it hit.
It hit him.
He knew he had killed that poem as soon as he ended it. And it did, though. She reacted just like him. I wish I would have heard the whole poem, frankly. Because that thing hit.
Then he got a nice makeout out of the deal.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
she
going on.
She couldn't resist him after that poem.
I hope he wrote it. I would like to know if he wrote it. I don't know for sure.
It looked
sure.
Handwritten. They showed his paper, yeah.
I don't know what to make of DeMar if he's a, DeMar,
I didn't know his name. I'm glad you said it. I didn't know his name.
He could have not gotten a rose. Well, it's DeMar with no R, unlike Dermar. Whenever I see DeMar, I think of Dermar Johnson, the former Atlanta Hawk.
Sure.
And it's a thought thing that I go, not there's no
not
R in
Dermar
there.
Johnson.
Only one R. Yeah. I basically see DeMar and I go, that's not Dermar Johnson. It's DeMar. I just don't know. He could have not gotten a rose this week. I wouldn't have been surprised. He could be here four more weeks. I wouldn't be surprised. Back with the group, Ed and Bennett are laughing at Chasen not being able to come up with a new descriptor. Kind of a mean duo. These two are just
They're bully. I do like them together, though.
Of course, they're funny.
They're funny.
But they're just like, I think they think they're smarter than everyone else, and they probably are. So that bonds them together. Do you have anything on the Ed one-on-one time? back again with the Chasen.
Yeah,
talk.
He wastes more of his precious one-on-one time with Tasia to talk about Chasen. It's unfortunate. He tells her that Chasen got aggressive with him. It seemed like he wanted to fight him. Postured him up, which is all, those are all facts.
Yeah. Where they kind of lose me with this conflict is no one got physical. So you can't really.
I would argue standing over someone like that is asking for it to be physical.
I mean, Ed was holding a baby. He wasn't going to stand up and punch him.
I agree. But if it was someone other than Ed, I think standing over someone is a I'm ready to fight you stance, at least.
I don't think we'll have to worry about it with Chasen much longer.
No.
Chasen one-on-one time. I think, did Tasia go get him after this?
Yep, she came up and got
him. How many times she had to go get Chasen to talk him?
I can't remember. Maybe they just showed him talking. But yeah, she confronted it.
Tasia asks him, hey, Chasen, why don't you guys just talk about it? Technically.
Why don't you sit down and talk?
Technically, I'm not a Chasen fan, but he did.
He confronted
try to smooth it.
It
over.
Yeah.
And Ed's like, nah, man, you're a clown punk. Like, Ed did, you know, Ed's not participating in the smoothing over.
He just came
either.
In a little aggressive, but yes, I agree. He did try.
I'm talking before the cocktail hour, too.
Yeah,
there was two
he did
times
it twice.
Chasen was
he
like,
did it
hey,
twice.
Man, quit it. And Ed's like, nah, double middles, bro. It was like, it was never going to end. So Chasen finally tries to go squash it. Within moments, three more people think they need to participate as well and go interrupt them. So obviously nothing is smoothed over with these two. Do you have anything else on this?
No. Some of the other guys mentioned that Ed's messing up by keeping talking about Tasia.
Keeping him on the line, yeah.
Yeah.
How about Zach C?
Hey, keep an eye on Zach C. Keep an eye on Zach C.
I think she likes him.
He's... He might be the oldest guy, or he's at least one of the oldest guys in the house.
He's up there with Bennett.
He's taking the process very seriously, and I can tell that, and I think Tasia can tell that, and she likes him. She likes how mature he is. Kind of saying, I like, older.
She was definitely, I ran the tape back, she was going to say older, for
yeah,
sure.
She was definitely going
and
to.
And they had a nice laugh
That's
about
funny.
It, that was
yeah.
funny.
They have some chemistry here.
They have something. He wants to stay out of the muck, which... I think is a
good
strategy for him.
Yep.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of serious muck. Ed and Chasen is kind of...
No, once you get these clowns
flimsy,
out of here,
silly.
And then you get Bennett the clown out of here, we'll yeah. be all good.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. I don't think Zach will find himself deep in any muck.
No.
He might comment on it, but not deep in it. And then they kiss. It wasn't that good of a kiss. She kind of laughed during it, but hey. Good hand-holding. You don't often
good
comment
hand-holding.
On hand-holding, but this was good hand-holding.
The hand-holding was good.
Rose ceremony. Ivan, Easy, and Brendan already have roses, okay? So here we get to the first rose ceremony that has mattered since March. Just want to note, Tasia, great dress, black with gold accents. Rachel wore a similar one many years ago. Thigh-popping, A-plus dress. Roses. Zach, Riley, Kenny, Ben, DeMar, Bennett, Spencer, Jordan, Noah, Joe?
Question mark?
Blake, Ed and Chasen.
Yep.
Okay, so what's the point? No roses, Jay, Peter, and Montel. Just want to note once again,
man,
Montel.
That bummed me out.
That was
seeing
sad.
Him walk out. Not saying a word on camera.
Technically, when I rewatched it, I had my headphones on, I heard him go, see you later. So technically, he did say something when he hugged her goodbye. But yeah, zero, nothing, nothing. Any other comments on the rose ceremony? I think Noah might be kind of a dean here. He's young.
He's got a little dean to him. He's got a little mustache for one.
Yeah, mustache, wild boy, sticks around longer than you might expect given his age, I suppose.
Yeah.
They have a real connection there.
I will say Chasen and Ed are going to a 2-on-1 here, Rim. That's why they're kept.
I hope so.
That's what we're getting. So.
The next day. The group date. The date card is Easy, Brendan, Joe, Jordan, Spencer, Ben, Ed. Chasen, I'm looking for my perfect match.
Match.
It's a wrestling date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They all show up. There's a mat out there. Everyone gets an awesome hug from Tayshia.
Of course, a great hug.
Wow. The special guests on this day are Amy Dumas. She said Duma, but there's an S on the
there's
end.
There's an
right?
S,
but
yeah.
I believe the J is silent. Mm-hmm. Better known as Lita.
Yeah,
a real
I don't
deal
know why she didn't use her
famer.
Name.
Yeah, she didn't say, hey, by the way, I'm Lita.
I'm Lita, one star. Of the greats, one of the best yeah. to ever do it, one of AB's favorites. The girl was electric in the ring. She could do things others couldn't do.
Ushered in the revolution.
Hall of Famer.
Argue, yeah.
WWE Hall of Famer. Maybe it's a... I can't imagine she can't use it because of...
No, I guarantee that's... No, but she's probably still...
She's still a part of it, though. Like,
I don't know. WWE is one of the worst when it comes to...
Yeah, they own people's actual names sometimes. Yeah. Like,
and their children, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. If you have children under contract, they own them, too. And Tatiana Suarez, an undefeated UFC fighter. That's out of my realm of expertise.
I didn't know who that was, but Lita really...
Lita's a show-stopping name.
That's a show-stopping name. I didn't feel like she got enough screen time, frankly, for no. as big a deal she is.
Tayshia's looking for a guy who's not only strong, AB, mm-hmm. but willing to beat up other competition for her love. So if someone... if you're out to dinner with Tayshia and someone... And the waiter's getting lippy.
She wants you to get in the scuffle. Face.
Yeah, that's how, of course. I mean, everyone knows that. That's love. Well, I am just totally confused by this date.
What's the problem, Rim? I enjoyed the date.
What is it? What is it? Okay.
So let's you have fucking a grace fake... up and wrestle. Okay.
No,
that's
no, no.
The date.
First, they're practicing they're cutting doing... promos. Okay. So pro wrestling promos,
fake wrestling. You have a fake. You have a WWE person there. So wrestling
and a real fighter. So which
wrestling
which
entertainment?
One are we doing?
Which, yeah, that's great point.
I was so confused.
They do the promos and then they do like fake, like move. They're teaching them.
No, not fake. That's the confusion.
Then
they
do real
taught moves? Them like
no,
yeah,
they did the double
like
leg. They did
the
double
first thing
legs.
They taught them was like a. Get him under the legs and whip him down yeah. and beat him. It's like, is this real or is this fake? And then Chris announces they're going to wrestle at Bachelorette WrestleMania. Again, what is this real
it's
wrestling
confusing.
Or is it not?
Listen,
is this a real competition
I didn't think
or not?
About this, but now that you say it, the branding was very confusing.
It was helter-skelter all over the place. What did you make of Chasen's promo, if it was a promo, that he cut on Ed?
It's good.
Really, you thought it was good? I thought
not
it was
good, but
I think it was like Scott Steiner. It was good, like the way Scott Steiner used to do it.
It wasn't good, but it was funny good.
It was hilarious. I think he was making it
he
up as he went along.
He says he's gonna need to ice his whole body, and his mama's gonna have to come pick him up.
Didn't make a whole ton of his mom can't come into
How's
the bubble.
Pick him up from, yeah,
I guess I don't trust if it was a promo. It was hilarious. If it was,
I was laughing.
I don't trust that Chasen wasn't
serious. Yeah,
trying to be serious.
Well, he seems dead serious about this Wolverine thing. So
yeah, that's what I'm.
That lends
wondering,
me
like,
to believe that he was serious here.
I don't know. If it was a promo, it was unbelievable. Great
Chasen
job.
Seems really into fucking people up.
Yeah,
okay,
a little too much.
Too much.
And it doesn't help when the show puts people in position. To do that,
yeah.
Where the whole point of a group date
let me
is
just,
you beat up the guy you live with.
Let me just put it this way, Rim. They lowered the cage. It was the cage scene. This isn't
the
first
event,
time Chasen has fought in an underground cage street fight.
That's what it was. Let me set the scene. The live audience is just the other dudes, mm-hmm. not on the date. I didn't mind the atmosphere.
Like,
rattling the cage.
Yeah, hell yeah. The cage is going. Rattle it. Boom, 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 boom.
I mean, this was... You could have
it
an underground...
was live in there. It was live. It was underground.
I think one of these just got broken up in New York. I don't know if you saw that
yeah,
news
yep.
story. A big
this fight club feel.
Fight
this
club.
Is Fight Club. I enjoyed
this is
it.
No different. There's
the,
just cameras
the energy,
and Tayshia.
The atmosphere was good, yeah. undeniably.
Wells is on site, should be noted, future host of the show. Nothing has ever been more obvious. Mm-hmm. Tayshia oils up each guy, as one does, but it was with a paintbrush. Very professional,
professional
not hand to skin.
Professional.
It was very professional. Just you need this oil for the fighting, obviously. I'm going to paint you with oil.
I just want to note that Ben looked incredible. He looked like a Mr. America contestant. Holy
all right,
cow.
I got to start checking Ben out more.
Holy cow.
Here's... just want to acknowledge how absolutely insane this date was. You have guys mostly in their 30s.
I didn't miss it. I just didn't. Nope. I like people scrapping.
I do too. But
it was absurd.
There didn't appear to be a mat. And if that was a mat, there was no give.
Thin.
So you're basically wrestling on a hard gym floor. Even like Terry Brands would be like, this is too intense. Right? Especially since none of you know what you're doing. Okay. It is an absolute miracle that nobody dislocated a shoulder or left with a spine.
No,
a life-altering spine injury.
There were multiple times where people had him in a headlock and dropped down for a legitimate DDT.
A DDT, okay? Yes.
There were that DDT attempts. DDT attempts like we used to do as we were kids.
Yes, and almost, into a couch.
I'm sure you've almost killed your brother a couple times doing wrestling moves just like this.
But I was 9 years old.
These guys are 35. Hard bodies. He tried to do a DDT multiple times. Okay?
Can you blame him? They just said go in
there. No, just go and fight.
They just go in there and beat each other up. There's no rules. This is a no-holds-barred competition. At one point, Chasen lifted up Noah and slammed him down so that he landed on the small of his back, okay, which should have resulted in a spine injury. And simultaneously, Chasen landed on his head because his head was under his armpit. So Chasen should have also had a concussion and a spine injury. This is what the date was. This was insane. This was absolutely insane. I think a lot of viewers were just like, oh, it's fellas. Oh, here we go. The guys are
boys
fighting for
boys.
A day. Oh, boy, you know, that kind of like, oh, I can't believe they're fighting again. But really, this was like the most dangerous thing I've ever seen on this show.
Absolutely.
This was insane.
Absolutely. A no holds barred wrestling match between multiple people that are untrained and they're all big, jacked
oiled
dudes.
Oiled up with no
training.
Barefoot.
Crazy.
I don't mind combat stuff on the show. This was begging for a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That would put ABC out of commission.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan lost like a chunk of his knee and it wasn't from the mat. It was like, I'm missing part of my body now. Ben cut his foot badly enough that required medical attention and they totally glossed over it.
The boys really went at it. You got to give the boys some props here. The boys really went after it.
It was 100% effort by everyone who chose to participate.
Even Easy and Joe. It starts off with Easy and Joe. Very unfair matchup. NFL player versus,
you know,
just a guy.
Joe,
yeah. Smallest guy in the house, probably.
To be clear, the just a guys on this show,
Joe
is still
would
like
kick my ass.
Joe's beefed up for sure. What'd you think of the main event and Ed pulling out at the absolute last second, saying he doesn't want to
the whole
do
time?
It
this was not just camera tricks. Ed was very nervous about having to go up with every time they'd show Ed, he'd be like, just you could tell the wheels were spinning. How the fuck am I getting out of this? How am I going to get out of this?
So Edge stands up when his name is called, shakes hands with Chasen, and then walks right by Chasen and goes over to Chris and says, I can't participate.
Hey,
his bad shoulders are dislocate
chronically dislocate, period.
I believe him. No reason not to believe him.
No, I don't believe him. I don't think he wanted to wrestle Chasen. They've been getting into it. He doesn't want anything to do with that. He doesn't.
That's right.
He really doesn't.
I'm a benefit of the doubt guy, probably to a fault.
Not
but
here.
Regardless of whether or not he's telling the truth, absolutely unspeakably poor form to
why didn't you
wait.
Do that earlier?
I mean, the sign basically says Ed versus Chasen. Yeah. We all know what this is going to. You can't just say so right before it starts. So Chris says, all right, anybody else interested? And Noah hops the fence.
This is like when someone jumps in. It's an Anchorman when Will Ferrell jumps in with like the
Bears?
With
the
Bears.
Bear cage?
Yeah.
I immediately regret this decision.
Yes. That's what this was when he jumped in this cage with Chasen.
First, he has to oil up, keeps his jeans on.
it seemed like a mess.
So Noah faces off against Chasen. And this is where the full body slam took place. I mean, one or both of them should have been wheeled out of there, but they kept fighting for a long period of time.
Listen, those two went at it. You gotta get Chasen. Hey, say what you want about his Wolverine gimmick. The guy is like
a Wolverine.
He's like a Wolverine in the damn cage. Okay. He's like Wolverine. I don't know. It's a great way to describe himself and his fight style.
Now you're seeing why he really thinks this is him. He embodies this. And then the UFC fighter, Tatiana, just says Chase won the match. There was no
He gets a championship belt. There wasn't round. What's the round situation? Because everyone, there's four winners here, or three or four winners.
Strangely, Chasen fought twice, and Ed fought. Ed was scheduled to fight just once. Ed had a bye to the championship round. They didn't trust Ed could beat anybody else, apparently, so they just put him right. Because remember, they were like, Chasen and Ed, it's the big event, the big main event.
But we didn't see other people that had won. Easy never fought twice. So no, where's his second round matchup?
Nobody got a second round matchup. Only Chasen.
I don't understand.
I'm starting to think these are rigged, AB. Yeah, I'm starting to think these competitions
are rigged.
I'm
starting to think this isn't all on the up and up.
Then Tayshia invites Noah to the after party, which...
Well, hell yeah, he deserves it. He just got in the ring with a wolf, a rabid fucking Wolverine. Are you kidding me? It's the least she could do.
I didn't have any problem with that at all. If Peter did it, I'd be giving him the business, but... I think he deserved it.
I mean, what did you want her to do, though? Chris did this.
Ignore him.
Chris asked, does anyone want to get in and fight? And he did it. So he gets to come on the date. So, come on. It would be very unfair.
I'm kidding around, of course. The jumping the fence and made for a great scene, little full circle, all that.
Great scene.
My question is, why not first go to the guys who are already oiled up, not wearing jeans? Already warmed
Let
up,
one of them fight? Yeah.
Why not?
One of the winners?
Makes a certain sense. Group date, nighttime. Chasen. Another just mild sympathy.
He gets an awesome championship belt. We need to know that.
The championship belt
is
a real
awesome
deal.
It was an awesome belt. Okay, go ahead.
I hope he gets to keep that. Just another misstep. Just he doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets a long time to think about something.
He blows it.
What he delivers is not
good.
No. So he says, hey, we're all champions. He's trying to make peace. We're all champions. And then you can also look at the belt that I'm going to take.
Now, I remind you, Rim, he was talking about Bennett bringing his diploma to the group date. And then he brought his championship belt. It's literally in the same episode. You did something you roasted another guy for. Okay.
Noted.
Note that. That's just fair criticism.
Tayshia rolls up some sort of bronze silk jumpsuit. Just turn the fashion game.
Killing it. Yeah.
Upside down, inside out.
They're all
round and round.
Very unique looks.
Yes.
And they all work great.
Facts. Noah takes her away first. Okay. Again, initially not on the group date.
Poor taste.
Not the worst thing that's ever occurred, but
poor taste. You're not on this date. Maybe just play cool a little bit. Go second or third.
Be thankful that you got the opportunity. Yep. I have a question. Was Noah on the Noah wasn't on the first group date this episode?
Well, these are you got to remember. These are two separate weeks. Now the real question is, will Noah get on the second group date that's going to occur next week?
I think he will.
I imagine you can't take him off the group date just because he did this. This was a bonus for doing what you did, Noah. You also get to go on the other group date.
That's fair. Okay. They talk for a second. They kiss. Then almost immediately, Tayshia pulls away and says, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Your mustache is absolutely ruining this for me. What did you make of this, AB?
Had to be said. It was ruining it for me, too.
I ripped his mustache when he showed up. I said, that's a joke mustache. It grew in a lot since the last episode. It was real. It was real stuff.
He seems to like it too, not as a joke.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. She said, "It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I'm repulsed by kissing you,
and I hate it.
No longer tenable, and you have to shave it off." Again, I don't dislike it.
For the record, I don't dislike it, but if you have that, you are no longer going to be here, okay? And I hate it.
That was very Tayshia of her. Like, what would you look like without it? Yeah. You know, that's your thought mid-kiss. What would you look like without it? You had to stop for that? So Noah goes to shave it off. That's what I thought he was going to do anyway.
For some dumb reason, I didn't think that. I wasn't. When the guy, they go back to the guys and they're like, where the hell's Noah? And I didn't even think, he's going to shave his mustache. I'm not a proud moment.
Listen, we all miss stuff. Did you miss this when Ben outlined the dumbest plan I've ever heard? which was to go last with Tayshia on the group date.
You never want to go last, Ben. No. How do you know when last is?
Exactly.
People are going to go twice before you go because you don't realize.
This reminded me, and this might ring a bell for you, but I used to wait until my tank was barely breathing to put gasoline in it. And when people were in the car, they'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't like that.
For gas.
I remember that about Rim. I remember that about Rim.
We're not out
pushing
yet.
It to the That's limit.
Absolutely pushing it to
for
the limit.
For no reason. Passing gas stations.
Yep. And it sometimes bites you in the ass. It's happened to me, and it happened to Ben here. All right, sometimes you run out of time. That's what happened.
That's a great analogy.
It's true.
I know that about Rim.
Brendan, one-on-one time.
You're the guy that says when once the light pops up, you're like, oh, that means I got 50 miles.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was. I knew my tank better than anybody, and the DTE was always off. Everyone knows that. You're telling me the digital scale and the 95 Jeep is perfectly accurate? No. I know when it's going to run out. Brendan, one-on-one time, they talk a little bit about dating again after divorce. I was looking forward to a real nice conversation here. Real deep, more talking like their one-on-one date.
I feel like they didn't show that part.
I hope so.
Because she says you're rambling. They had barely started talking.
Yeah.
From what they showed us. So.
It came off like,
I think they'd
shut
been
up,
talking before make... there. Yeah. She says she has major hard eyes for Brandon. Brendan. Excuse me.
He was mid-sentence and she went in for... That's a big thing.
She's into him. She's into him.
I don't think bachelorettes do that with non-hometown guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hometown.
I thought it was big. Maybe he was rambling, though. We didn't see it, but anyway, back to Ben hyping up this just absolutely harebrained scheme to the cameras. He's like, guys, check this out.
Ben's a smart guy. I just don't know why he did this.
I don't know what happened here. Meanwhile, every other guy is actually talking to Tayshia.
Every guy's getting conversation time with her.
Noah comes back to Tayshia with the one blade. Anything on this, AB? I guess I expected him to buzz it off himself. It takes 5 seconds. Just go boop, boop.
I would have thought he would have showed back up without it. I think some people would be turned off by this. I wouldn't want to shave.
That's a big
I wouldn't
assumption.
Want to shave someone else. Anything on them. I wouldn't want to shave anything.
Sure.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But this would seem like a risky move to me.
I think I probably would have come back with the clean look for the surprise moment.
Yeah.
What he did, coming back saying, let's shave it, I guess she was into it as a fun activity.
She seemed to enjoy it.
I would have liked to seen when she looked down and saw stubble stuck in her silk pants.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
I would have just come back clean and been like, bow, what now? And then she would have gone like this. You know, Dave Chappelle and that one. I don't know what is it. He goes like, pushes to the side. That's what she would have done to Jordan.
Great hookup moments in history.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of my face, Jordan. Yeah. Noah's here and he's clean shaven. That's what I would have done.
Hey, Noah looked good. He looked really good.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Good looking guy. He can carve a nice little spot as the young guy here, possibly going far. You know there's going to be one young guy, really young guy.
He's 25. He's not even that young.
That's
She's 29.
The other thing. That's the other thing. Ed mentions something. We'll get to that later.
Jordan's 26.
Oh, is he?
Everyone's acting like...
Well, Ed, let me find my note here. He says the guy's 25. She's 29. Like as
and
a
Ed's
bad 36.
Thing, Ed's
36. That's a bigger age difference, Ed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you.
He was like, she'd never consider.
Never consider that.
Like,
well, then obviously she wouldn't consider you either.
Yeah, didn't make much sense from Ed. End of the group date. Anyway, they kiss. She says, "I like this, Noah. Keep an eye on Noah." End of the group date. It's time for Ben's big plan. This moment made me gasp.
God,
okay,
Ben.
She comes back. She's like, "All right." About to wrap this up. And then he goes, hey, wait.
This is basically the opposite of what Bennett did earlier, where he tried to get time before the speech. Ben tried to get time after the final speech. No.
Dude, no. It's over. I'm going to bed.
This is a TV show. They give us specific times that we do this, and then they just told me to come in here and give my final speech. So no, we're not going to. The cameras are all set up. They got the lights all perfect.
She says, I'm disappointed you didn't come find me earlier.
That hurts.
Absolute disaster. That means she wanted to. If you were just a guy she didn't care about talking about, she wouldn't have said anything. No. Yeah, no, it wouldn't matter. What a disaster of a plan. And then Ben gets the, then she still has to give the speech after telling him this. Mm-hmm. And then Ben gets the rose. Or Noah gets the rose, excuse
Noah
me.
Noah gets
Ben
the rose.
Would never get a rose after this.
Hey, Noah got the rose. Do you have a problem with it? It seemed like the guys did because he wasn't originally on the date.
They were being too serious about the... Well, he wasn't on the date, but like you said, I think he probably deserved to be invited.
He jumped in the cage with the Wolverine. Give him.
Maybe some of them wanted to jump in with the Wolverine. We didn't get to
see
that, you know? I didn't have a problem with her giving him the rose. People have mentioned Tayshia used to be a phlebotomist, so they can connect on that healthcare level because he's the traveling nurse. Okay. I didn't put two and two together early on with
either.
My only issue, Tayshia. How did you think the guys were going to react?
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, here's the rose. Look how hot he is without the stash. Am I right, fellas? They're like,
yeah,
no.
No, we don't like this at all. We're very mad.
And that's the episode. I didn't watch the preview.
No, never that.
A lot of spoilers. There were a lot of spoilers.
That.
We're back to previews or spoilers.
That. Can't watch that.
Anything else on the episode, AB? I thought it was good.
Really good episode.
Wasn't as into the conflict. Yeah,
I liked the episode. Thought it was good. Hope we get back on track to the next episode. We're gonna need at some point. We're gonna need two rose ceremonies probably.
All right, let's go to the mailbag. 773-234-7794. A reminder. Shout out to Leanne, the listener who made this medium navy blue. We went long V-neck available for this giveaway. I will announce the winner after we get through the mailbag responses. I think we have more than 100 mailbag responses and probably 43 people mentioned that they were interested in the V-neck. So thank you to everyone who texted in 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, Tayshia's restored sanctity to this storied franchise. Now that we know the lead is here for the right reasons and definitely going to find love, who are you rooting for to find love with Tayshia and why? Tess from Chicago. I'm all about Brennan from here on out this season. The convo he and Tayshia had revealed elements of their personalities and respective pasts that are foundational to understanding each other and building a future together. I also love his laid-back style compliments, how naturally attention-grabbing in a good way Tayshia is. Also, Beach Guy Spencer is a lacrosse bro, AB, which explains his possibly unintentional douche vibes, his aggro behavior in splashketball, and even why he was still going hard when the ball was out of bounds. Lacrosse's rules about possession after ball goes out of bounds are weird. That is interesting knowledge. I don't know anything about lacrosse.
Is he saying that it's still in play?
Where I'm from, out of bounds is out of bounds.
Out of the pool is out of the pool.
Out of the pool is out of the pool.
Where I'm from.
Exactly. Rachel from Delaware. I'm still rooting for Joe Park. I know he's gotten zero screen time and will probably be gone next rose ceremony, but I stand an origami king. And I hope we get to at least... That's just a funny line. I stand an origami king, and I hope we get to at least see more of him and Tayshia before she sends him packing for someone corny like Ben or Zach C. Rachel
corny.
From Delaware.
Ooh.
If you don't do origami, Rachel is not interested. Corny.
Whoa.
Unprovoked.
Wow.
Thank you, Rachel. 702 area code. I'm rooting for Brendan. I didn't even know who he was during Claire's run, but then he blew me away on Tayshia's date. He was so sincere and relatable during their conversation, which was one of the best date conversations I've seen on this show in a long time. He was classy and kind towards his ex-wife. A lot of people vilify their exes and tell sob stories on the show, and it's obvious they are using it to gain favor with the lead. He didn't seem like that. I want a genuine good guy for Tayshia, and I think it's Brendan. Thank you. 631 area code. I'm rooting for Jersey Zach. As someone from the East Coast, a highly underrepresented area of the country when you compare USA population to Bachelor Nation population, I haven't run the numbers on that. I'm trusting that it's accurate. He seems like someone I can actually meet at home. Plus, he's very open about his past struggles with addiction, which is what led him to becoming an addiction specialist. And I think that's a subject that the show has never really talked openly about and could really humanize given its young audience. Thank you, 631. Jen from the Caribbean. I'm rooting for Damar. He seems like the quiet underdog of the season by far, but I think they'd make a really cute couple, and he seems like a nice guy. I just hope she gives him a chance. Randy from the 309. I would want Tayshia to pick Bennett for a couple reasons. First, I love that he has an old money air with the ability to make fun of it.
That's old money.
That's old That's money.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a fact about Bennett.
My favorite thing is people who just are who they are, and Tayshia and Bennett both have that quality. My second reason is that if Tayshia wasn't there, he'd be the hottest person in Greater La Quinta, California. Okay. They would be so gorgeous together that we couldn't look directly at them for fear of destroying our retinas. I need to believe that beauty like that can come out of this bullshit year. Thank you, Randy. Any take on that, AB?
We're talking Bennett, right?
Bennett,
whenever he's on my screen, the rugged good looks of that man is his jawline. He's got a perfect jawline for one.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a better looking Tom Cruise because he's way taller. Tom Cruise is kind of short.
That's the rumor. Yeah. I'm not trying to cross Tom Cruise.
No, we don't want any Scientology problems right now.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
But yes, I agree. Bennett is one of the... He's great looking.
Katie from Syracuse. I'm 100% Team Ivan. He's cute, smart, and seems very sweet. I'm guessing he'll go decently far and then she'll break his heart. Thank you, Katie. Vanessa from Michigan. After this week's episode, I'm rooting for Brendan. They have great chemistry together, and he seems so pure and sweet. I predict Ivan will be in the top three, and I'm already sad he's going to leave heartbroken with no chance of becoming the next Bachelor. Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa, Ivan has no chance of becoming the next Bachelor. None. AB's not even acknowledging that. He's like, yeah, of course.
No, of course not.
Come on.
No.
But we love him. We stand a chess king. last one. Rooting for Ivan because I'm watching the Queen's Gambit and chess is so hot right now. Also, wanted to attest for the folks that those jacked contestants would be barbecue chicken against Rimini B and Splash Ball. That's from BJ.
Barbecue chicken, period. That's a fact.
BJ. A couple other. I said last one too early. A couple other unrelated ones. This is from Jen. Travel nursing is a real job. I've considered it. Basically, they can go pretty much anywhere in the U.S. and will stay at one assignment for 3 to 6 months and then go somewhere else. It's cool to see new places, but also sucks because you move so much. The best part of travel nursing is that you get paid almost double what you make as a regular nurse. So if Tayshia wants that dollar, he could be a man to consider. Thank you, Jen. A lot of people also mentioned with travel nursing, it's based on areas of need. So it's much more noble than we like to slander professions have information.
We don't know anything. You want to talk about two dummies? You're talking about Rem and AB. We don't know anything,
but we will talk
like we are experts about stuff.
Yeah. That's the magic of the show.
That's just what we do. Occupations, we're going to shit on it without having the details. That's what we do.
Of course, it's easy for you to say. You don't have to read all the DMs that are like, I can't believe you do.
Can't believe you said that.
Yeah, scumbags, Rem and AB. Listen, that's a good profession. Good profession. Thank you for your service, Ivan.
We appreciate
Noah.
You.
James from Madison, Wisconsin. I've got 17 siblings. We got a few huge family people texting in.
Big shout out before I even read this one. Someone hit our email as well, responding with the children, Victoria. Big shout out to Victoria. Answered all my questions. Thank you.
Yeah. Here's a shorter one. Thank you, Victoria. Here's from James from Madison, Wisconsin. We got 17 siblings, many of whom are adopted. With a parent who's a doctor, so we were able to make it work.
Did you say 17? Is that what you just said?
17. The family grew over time and people moved out eventually, so it was usually a smaller number actually living at home. Christmas morning is wild, though. Thanks, James. Last one, 641 area code.
You said last one about six times.
Yeah. Did I? Well, I didn't mention it. It happens. Here's the text. OMG on Bachelor Happy Hour, Tayshia confirmed, 2 question marks in parentheses, that both Kuz and AD slid into her DMs.
Hey, speaking of that, yes, that was my headline of the week. You already hit it. I'm not even going to read the headline because it's from a publication I don't fuck with. So I'm just going to...
What is that?
obviously.
Oh, yeah, we're not a huge
It was fan. A great headline, though. Something about Lakers. I'm going to delete that now. We're not. Go ahead. Read your question.
That's it. That was it. That's the whole text. That's part of the funniness of the text is that it was just like, OMG, Kuz and AD.
Yep. That's what the headline of the week was about as well.
Well,
I have a backup. I have a backup headline, though.
I got a joke, though. I'm not sure Tayshia is going to want to move to, you know, Orlando if you catch my drift, AB.
When you're talking Kuz. When you're talking Kuz. When you're talking
Kuz. You're out of there, Kuz. You're out of there, Kuz.
Beat it. Go Lakers.
All right. You want to do the headline? You got a backup headline? Oh, let's do the giveaway. Sorry. So I've got everybody's name that texted in and DM'd in here, and I've got it in a spreadsheet, and I'm going to randomize it three times. Randomize the order. Congratulations to DD from Arizona. Clapping for the random giveaway. DD, text.
Congrats.
Respond to your latest text with your shipping address, and we will get that out to you. Thanks again to Leanne for making this possible.
More to come.
We're doing more giveaways. We got to figure out
more to come.
Thank you to everyone who texted in. We really appreciate it. Again, this week's question. We're all over the place. Do you have a question for this week?
The Bachelor crossed the line with this week's wrestling date.
Are you making this up right now?
This is on the spot. I never have the first part written down, but I need to do it now.
I can tell you made that up.
The Bachelor.
Is this going to be a good question? It has to be a good question.
The Bachelor crossed
something that makes me laugh.
The Bachelor crossed the line with this week's wrestling event. What would it take for you to not do an event on The Bachelor or Bachelorette if you were a contestant? I think this would have been it. I wouldn't have done this, I don't think. The wrestling. No way.
No. I don't know how many good answers we're going to get to that. We'll see.
Who knows?
It's a funny thing. It's funny. All right. So the number is 773-234-7794. Okay. Headline of the week, other than Kuz and AD sliding in the DMs. That's Kyle Kuzma and Anthony Davis. Both. Well, one of them is a star on the Lakers. The other one is
a bum.
What's the headline of the week?
This is from Parade.
Parade?
Yeah.
AB borrowing his mom's magazines.
This is the backup headline, Rim. I didn't use it for a specific reason.
Is Parade.
No, this is a backup. Who is Bennett on The Bachelorette? Instagram. Here's why I clicked it. Net worth.
That's a SEO headline.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Okay, so what's the contents of... What is his net worth?
They don't have it. That's why I didn't use it. They don't have it. They did say he's a managing director at a wealth and asset management firm in New York City. So he's probably doing pretty well for himself. This is why I did not use this headline.
Yeah, I don't
But this
you.
Is the type of stuff that I click on.
Well, it's the type of stuff you were forced to click on when there's less spoilers out there. You know what I've been seeing, AB? Been seeing some buzz. Something big is going to happen. That's what I've been seeing.
On the Bachelorette or Bachelor?
Yeah. Bachelorette. Something big's going to happen. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
All right, let's do power rankings. And we got to wrap it up. Do you have your power rankings?
Go first.
AB absolutely frazzled.
Go first.
And he does not have them. When I go first, he doesn't have them.
Go first.
All right, here we go. Last week, my top five were Ivan Riley, Zach C., Spencer, Brendan. This week, my top five, number five, Noah. Number four, Ivan.
Okay.
Ivan moves up a spot. Number three, Zach C. Number two is Ben. Making his big debut on the power rankings is Ben. That's a big debut. Number one, he stays number one, Brendan. If you didn't watch the preview, after the preview, there was a credit scene. Her and Brendan did a cute little fun thing, riding the ponies together. It was cute. Brendan is so sweet, AB. He's so sweet.
He's nice. Yeah. I agree.
There's a lot of sweet, nice guys, pure guys on here.
I think
Brendan's the top of the list, and they've had that one-on-one. Okay. What about yours, AB?
I just want to reiterate, I selected Chasen before this episode as my pick Okay.
So do these power rankings reflect that?
No.
What does that matter?
Okay. I'm just wanted to point out how much things have changed because he's not on either of our lists.
Yeah.
Number five, Easy. I don't think he's got a real chance, but I like the guy. I don't think we've seen everything with him and Tayshia. We haven't seen a lot from them. I think he'll be around for a while, though.
Okay.
Four, Ivan. Stefan Urkel.
Oh.
He's smooth. It seems like there's a little it's something weird there. She's into him.
Who could have predicted it?
Three, Zach C.
Yeah.
He's got to be in there. He has to be right now. Two? Six, first of all. Six, Bennett. I don't think Bennett's done yet either, Rim. I think there's still
that's ridiculous. He's toast.
Possibly there. Two, Brendan. You're number one. Number one, Ben.
Wow.
The disappointment she had from him not coming to see her lets me know he is a favorite. And I think
so that you spun that into a positive for him.
I spun it into a positive. I think it's not, this isn't going to be his downfall. This isn't it for him.
No.
He's going to learn from this and become a better contestant. And I think he's one of the nicest guys. And she seems really into him.
Yeah. All that makes sense. All right. That's it.
That's the list.
Nothing else. Good power rankings. The bracket. Reminder, join the Batch Bracket League. You have until next week until they lock. Once everybody's in, we'll decide on some number, top 15% or something. We'll do a raffle out of that pool and then give away some stickers, and we'll probably pick someone to get some merch or something along those lines. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Do you have any other announcements, AB? Bachelor, January 4th.
No. We're right in the middle of a real good stretch of Bachelorette content, Rem. I can't.
Is there any concern for you? I was going into this last week's episode. I didn't like our episode last week. I didn't like a recap. And that part of me wonders, is Tayshia too good of a lead for the recap biz? Because you know who was great for the recap biz? Peter Weber and the Weber family. Nobody was better for the recap biz than the Webers. So now I'm watching Tayshia like, wow, she's phenomenal. But how interesting is that to listen to two people just be like, wow, isn't the lead great? I don't know. We'll see. I'm mildly concerned that Tayshia is too good of a lead. I need her to start fucking up a little bit. That's what I need.
We are at our best when we hate the lead.
Yes.
That's a fact.
There's no question. There's no question.
That's a fact.
Peter.
And we love this lead.
You're the best
we
basher of lead all time.
Question.
I mean, entertainment-wise, you might be. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.